The George Bush tax cut plan was crafted by the economist Lawrence Lindsay, and he'll be joining the Bush White House team as chief economic advisor. Lawrence Lindsay is 45. He went to Bowdoin College in Maine and then on to Harvard, where he's also been a professor. Lindsay served in the Reagan administration and on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Board. Economist Alan Blinder of Princeton University knows Lawrence Lindsay well. They work together at the Federal Reserve. We asked him what we'd expect to hear from an economics class taught by Lawrence Lindsay.
I'm pretty sure that as a supply-sider, there'd be a lot more emphasis on the vices of high tax rates and the virtues of cutting them.
And would he be a typical Reagan-era economist in this view?
I think I'd answer that no, because some of the Reagan-era economists really said very extreme things further than Lindsay would go. But a supply-side believer, let's say a moderate supply-side believer, how's that?
Yes. And how have you differed with him? I know that you have advised Al Gore in the campaign. How have you differed with Mr. Lindsay?
Well, we debated repeatedly during the campaign, and the two biggest issues were the tax cut, both in size and in nature, and the Social Security reform plans of the two candidates.
And what was the nature of your disagreement about the tax cut?
Well, on the tax cut, our view in the Gore campaign, and certainly my personal view, was that relative to how much money there actually is, surplus money, and the need to finance Social Security, the size of tax cut that then-candidate and now President-elect Bush was proposing was rather too large. And secondly, it was enormously tilted towards upper income brackets.
Mr. Lindsay not only has been the chief architect, they say, of the Bush tax cut plan, but also somebody who's been warning against a downturn in the Clinton economy. Did you disagree with him about that? Let's say in those boom years. He called it, in fact, a bubble.
I think Larry Lindsay's been rather pessimistic about the economy for some time. I guess all of us have been a little in the sense that the economy has been outstripping our expectations. Larry has been sounding alarm bells about things like consumer debt, the financial market bubbles of various sorts, overtaxation, and so on, for a long time.
And in fact, I have read that he was so concerned he got rid of his own stocks so he could sleep at night. What do you think now?
Well, it shows an extreme risk aversion. And I think that goes part and parcel with the pessimism rather than the optimism.
When you served with him on the Federal Reserve Board, what was it like? What is it like to be inside that operation and then both of you leave it?
Well, it's very inside the operation, the place is very quiet, extremely polite, and gentlemen and gentlewomanly. In board meetings especially, he was referred to as Governor Lindsay. I was referred to as Vice Chairman Blinder, even though as soon as we walked outside the room, it was Larry and Alan, but that's the way the Fed is. When you leave the Fed, you're in an entirely different, less formal, and I might say less scrutinized world.
Would the Fed experience help Mr. Lindsay in his dealings with Congress from the White House?
I think only a little bit. Unlike the chairman of the Fed, who deals with many congressmen and women at great length, members of the board don't have a lot of interaction with members of Congress, a little bit. I think his experience in the first Bush administration is probably more germane to what he's about to do.
How much influence on George W. Bush do you think he will have, as opposed to, let's say, Paul O'Neill, the new Treasury Secretary?
Yeah, I suspect a great deal, and not only from the office he'll hold, but mostly because, by all accounts, I mean, I was not an insider in the Bush campaign, needless to say, but by all accounts, Larry Lindsay and George Bush have a very good working relationship. They're kind of on the same wavelength. And that's the most important asset an advisor of any kind, certainly including an economic advisor, can have. And Larry has that.
Professor Blinder, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Pleasure.
Alan Blinder, a professor of economics at Princeton University.